This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, January 26, 2009. God's global people. The scripture is Colossians 3, verse 11. Here there is no Greek or Jew, but Christ is all and is in all. Some people are saying these days that the world is flat. With advances in communication technology, we now live in a global village. But if this is a global village, there's a lot of fighting going on in the neighborhoods. Instant emails and text messaging don't automatically create understanding. Ethnic prejudice and tribal tensions spawn hatred, violence, and outright warfare. But there is one community whose very identity transcends these tensions. Jesus commissioned his disciples to take one gospel to the world, and by that gospel to shape a single community of Christ followers. As Paul puts it in terms of the people in his day, there is no Jew or Gentile. In Paul's day, the Jewish community identified itself as the true people of God. Everyone else, even those who were civilized and cultured, were considered Gentiles, Greeks, barbarians. But Paul announces that Christ breaks through those walls of separation. Living out this vision today means that Christians must not build walls where none should exist. The Church of Christ is bigger than any congregation or denomination. You'll find your discipleship enriched if you reach beyond your own small circles and connect with believers of different backgrounds and cultures. What steps might you take to enlarge the circle of your Christian acquaintance? Would you pray with me? Lord, our vision of the church is often narrow. Forgive us when cultural differences make us suspicious of fellow believers. Build us into a global community, we pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.